Yo, 1 2 1 2. What it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
And it's Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh yes, man. Feel good to be back up in here again, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good, man. Can't complain, man. Shit, it's still kind of whack. I mean, we got sports, but
yeah.
No football, man.
Yeah, I know. For another year.
Man.
Salty still, man.
Man, it sucks though, man. How was your weekend, bro?
It was good, actually. Remember I told you about that cookout?
Yeah, I caught a couple
rap battles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah. I don't think I ever seen a live rap battle.
Oh, really?
And that shit was nuts in there, yeah.
Oh, man, I believe it. No, a whole bunch of people were screaming, this and that.
For real. But on video, they never repeat their stuff.
Oh.
Like on Smack and stuff.
Yeah.
But live, you see it. Like,
oh,
I
wow.
I seen somebody choke up. I was like, get him out of here.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, he's done. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was really exciting. I'm looking forward maybe to another cookout or something.
Oh, man, that's what's up, bro. I mean, yeah, man. I've been a few rap battles, man, but I mean, I can't complain though. Like, being in that atmosphere it's pretty dope, and it's crazy how rap battling where it started and now how it just elevated. Like, it's in its own realm within itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. That's and true. Like, don't get me wrong, like, the acapella shit is cool, but I'm still a fan of can you do this shit on beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can freestyle acapella.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, I mean, like, when you had niggas like Ron Fest and Eminem and all of them, they were rap battling, but DJs were playing beats. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm all like, okay, if you're good without the beat, are you just as good with a beat on? Mm. So,
that's a challenge. You're right.
Yeah, man. So, yes, most definitely. Yeah, man. Yeah, for all y'all that's battle rapping, yeah, man, I want to see that. I want to see it. Give me. All right, man. You know, before we get into it, our commentary for the culture, you know, we always have honorable mentions, you know, whether it's sports related, news related, hip hop, or just pretty much culture related though. And this week's honorable mention goes to none other than Damian Lillard. And the reason why we're giving it to Damian Lillard had made history, you know, when they had played the Houston Rockets a couple of days ago. This nigga dropped 71 points.
Oh my God.
71 points.
Oh my God.
That was crazy.
That's I knew he was going to do something. I knew it was going to be at least 60 because I seen 40 in the first half. I was like, yeah, it's going to be 60. And it kept going. I'm like, 70? I was like, God damn. Yeah, that's nuts.
Bro, he was cooking, bro.
For real. You know, they get drug tested every time it hits 70.
That's whack,
though.
That is
whack. Yeah, come on, man. Damn. Like, you think we're not supposed to get better?
Right, exactly.
What does me taking a steroid give me 10 extra points, but if it's 60, I'm not going to get direct?
Right, like nothing. They just don't want to see a nigga reach up to, like, 81 points like Kobe did, bro.
Or another 100.
Yeah, bro. Like they don't want to see that, and they thinking, oh, he got the 71 points. This nigga must be on steroids.
Yeah.
No, he's not on steroids. Like, y'all stupid, bro. He was just out there balling and playing his ass off. Yeah. Like, really. And then what made it so dope, like, he even made history, become the 8th player of the NBA history to top the 70 points in a single fucking game, bro. Like, that's dope. That's really dope. And then he was averaging 37.6 in the past 18 games that he was playing. Yeah. So, like what you said, bro, something was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Something definitely was coming, man. And I fuck with Dame, man. I like Dame. But the fucked up part is, man, Dame, I rock with you. Bro, you got to leave Portland.
Yeah. But he said he never leaving.
I know, man. But I'm just on like, I get it. Like, you making money. The money's good and everything, though, man. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because our generation is different. We were brought up on, okay, like, we can make money, but that money don't mean shit if you ain't got that ring. Yeah. Like, if you ain't got that one.
Yeah, but they're going to end up probably trading him.
You think
so? In 3 years, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they probably going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to try to get what they can get from him, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Damien, you made history, bro. I fucking salute you. All right. Commentary for the culture. All right. First up, Aubrey Graham, aka Drake, aka Cornball Drake. Damn, my opinion.
Goddamn.
My opinion.
My God.
And he said he might be a possibility from him that he might want to retire and walk away from rapping. Mm-hmm. So Drake has teased the possibility of retiring from rap. In a recent interview with Lil Yachty, the musician opened up where he sees his career going. I'm at the point where I just want to, like, and maybe Phil, we talked about this the other day, but I feel like I'm kind of introducing a concept in my mind of a graceful exit, he said. He also clarified this doesn't mean plans to exit music altogether. Like, you know, work with people, do a show here and there, but I'm not going to force myself to compete. So I guess that's one thing that I want for myself really badly. Luckily, Drake fans has not been planning on giving up the rap yet. He added, I'm not ready now, but gracefully continue to making projects that are extremely, like, interesting and hopefully cherished by people. And then find the right time to say, like, oh, I can't wait to see what the next generation does. Niggas, stop it, bro.
Damn.
You're not walking away. Let's just be honest. Reason why you're not going to walk away, there's only one man that's standing in your way, and you ain't even got over that hump yet. Yeah, we see you doing a show with the Dreamville, and we're going to get into that in a little bit, though. But there's one man that's standing in your way. And mostly people call him the Boogeyman.
You talking about Kendrick?
Yeah, Kung Fu Kenny. That's the only nigga that's in his way. And until he catch up or feel like he's getting to that level where he's at, Drake ain't going to quit. He ain't going to quit. Because if any real hip-hop fan or real hip-hop head know, nigga, what was hip-hop built off of, Dom? What was hip-hop, other than having fun, what was hip-hop predominantly built off of?
The battling?
Yes, yeah, the battling and the competition.
Yeah.
He trying to say, oh, I'm not. Dog, stop lying. Mm-hmm. Stop lying. Because if you really wasn't about that, bro, like, come on now. You wouldn't have made the diss records that you made against Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have took the shot at Pusha T, and we all know that backfired on you. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, bro, like, nah. I don't see him leaving. No time soon. What about what you think?
I mean, there's only one thing for him left to do in his career, and that is just give us one rap album, just strictly rap. I don't want to hear no harmonizing. Nothing. just show him that you could rap, and then that's it. I mean, he's had a great career.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? He winning rap beefs and won.
One.
Yeah.
He won one and lost one.
Oh, Kendrick ain't been in win. How many?
Bro.
How many?
Oh.
Oh, how many?
Because you know you don't want it with that nigga. Right. Those Big Sean.
So Big Sean, what? You talking about?
We ain't going to count the Heart Part 4.
What do you say? What was
it? Yeah, one? Hall of Fame. Sit your punk ass down.
You think
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper of
the
line.
He was battling against himself. Big Sean never responded. What do you say?
Yeah, no, but Big Sean, he did take a shot.
Where?
Oh, yeah, on Metro Boomin' shit later on that year.
What do you say?
Yeah, on that year, though. On that year, because everybody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that he was talking about it, and then he addressed it not towards Kendrick, but towards Top Dog, and Top Dog was like, oh, we ain't really got no issue, though, but real niggas know what's up. We knew who he was shooting after.
I think only Kendrick fans knew that.
No.
That was one of them things that, remember you talking about Ludacris and T.I. was shooting at you, like, comment, and nobody knew? That was one of them things. I did not know that.
No, but, I mean, the proof was in the pudding, because let's just keep it real. Big Sean was butt hurt from the control verse.
Everybody, what the whole industry was. Drake was too. You notice he never taught them.
Him and Drake always had that subliminal between each other back and forth.
Oh, really?
He's subliminal on him on Take Care, and then Kendrick. turned around some women on him on King Kunta. On King Kunta. So? Yeah, that was a subliminal. Because you know
Kendrick was on Take Care.
Yeah, but it was like a small part. A small part. And I felt like that was just him returning a favor.
Okay.
Returning a favor from Drake being on Poetic Justice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, if you really think about it, though, he's only really the nigga that's standing in his way.
Really?
Yeah. A nigga that went cold turkey for like 5 years and came back. came back and won three fucking Grammys.
Yeah.
Three fucking Grammys against everybody. And then just not only that, while he was gone, nigga, we were still in the fucking blogs talking about him. I remember this vividly. Mm-hmm. Like 3 weeks before his album drop, nigga, the internet is trending about his bars on Nostalgic with Pusha T. They broke his whole bar, his whole 16 down.
Yeah.
Fire.
Wow.
Fire.
I think that's just more like a 32.
like fire though. And yeah. I mean, like, when we're looking at Drake's catalog, and this is my problem with Drake. Mm-hmm. He oversaturate the market too much. Way too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like very, very too much. Because when you think of all the projects that he didn't have, and of course any Drake stan, they're gonna say, Oh my god, everyone. No, not everyone. And if you're ranking all the projects, top two for me in my opinion, Drake is Take Care and Nothing Was the Same. Nothing was the same. And I mean, people wanna count, if you're reading this, it's too late. Nigga, that was a mixtape, bro. That dropped as a mixtape, and then years later, it dropped on Apple and all these sites. So, but when it came out, I remember this. Mm-hmm. When it came out, it was on Live Mixtapes and Spinrilla. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I mean, Dark Demolane tapes, Views from the Six, you know, all of these, Scorpion, like, yeah. Like they wasn't hitting. He got hits. I'll give him that. He definitely got hits, but Bodies of Work, nah. He ain't got them. He ain't got them like Cole do. And I feel he definitely ain't got them like Kendrick do. And I want to say probably like in Cole's collection, he probably got like two dud albums in his collection. And people always hate me for this, because when I say this, though, I'm just being real. Sideline Story was trash.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Sideline Story was trash. And I wouldn't, this next one I'm going to say, it wasn't so trash, so, but it just wasn't hitting For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely trash.
Oh, shit.
That was trash.
Oh, that was trash to you?
Yes.
Damn. Wow. And I mean, his other ones went back. Mm-hmm. I fucked with KOD. I definitely fuck with Forest Hill Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Born Center was okay, but my issue is with Born Center, right after that, he dropped the mixtapes Yours Truly 1 and 2, and I felt like Yours Truly 1 and 2 should have been a Born Center album.
Everybody says that, yeah.
Yeah, those should have been a Born Center album. Yeah. Now, Kendrick, on the other hand, some may debate it as a mixtape and some debate it as an album. Section 80, that was fire. Mm-hmm. Good Kid, Mad City. One of the greatest hip-hop albums of that year. He turns around. He give us To Pimp a Butterfly. Which One Bad? I actually enjoyed that album. One of my favorites. And then he let you niggas know. It was like, oh, y'all don't think I could do the mainstream shit? He did the mainstream shit with Damn. Mm. Damn had hella singles. Like, for really, really did. And then right after that, took a little five-year hiatus and came back with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which was solid. That's what I want to see Drake do. If Drake could disappear for like 2-3 years, I'm here for it.
Makes sense. Okay.
What about you?
Like I said, I think he's done everything in his career except just make a strictly rap album.
Okay.
Like just rap. Like none of them harmonies, nothing. Just make, give me 10 songs and then just leave.
Yeah, and then for niggas that try to say, oh, rappers don't care about accolades. Niggas do care about accolades. They be fronting. Mm-hmm. But they do care about the accolades. And, like, when you think of the three-headed monster, I want to say Drake only has 3 to 4 Grammys. He's trying to catch up to Kendrick. Kendrick got 17.
Damn.
Yeah. Kendrick got 17, and And I say probably like within a give it another next 5 to 10 years, Kendrick might pass up Kanye and Jay-Z for the most Grammys. That, like for real. Like he really might do that.
He has 5.
Oh, 5. Oh, okay. Well, 5 versus 5 versus Kendrick's 17 that he got.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
They say Jay-Z got 24.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jay-Z at the top, then it's Kanye, and then it's Kendrick, because Kendrick just passed up Eminem. He literally just passed up Eminem. And that was the crazy part, because we knew that was going to happen. And even M wanted that to happen.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He got 14, they say.
Oh, well, either way, yeah. The niggas still 14, 15. No, because they probably didn't add on the 3 that he just won.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got to update it, because that was his recent. So with these 3 that he win, that puts him at 17.
Okay.
Yeah, but niggas try to say, okay, you're not caring for the accolades. And then we look at history, okay. You broke histories on billboards, but also, too, Kendrick Lamar is X in fucking history. Mm-hmm. Damn, it's a Pulitzer Prize.
I was about to say, you're not bringing up the most award. That was the best award right there. No, I don't think Damn is. It's the Pimp Butterfly, isn't it? Or is it Damn?
What?
The one that won him the award.
No, it was Damn.
It was Damn?
Yeah, it was Damn.
That was the Pimp Butterfly.
Yeah. Okay. And the Pimp Butterfly, that's my favorite out of his catalog, bro. Like, literally my favorite, though. But, like, Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah.
So,
that's
again.
The most important. Yeah. Rappers don't get that one.
They don't. So, again, like, he's saying he retired, but it, like what we said, it's that one nigga that's in his way.
You think so?
Yes, it's him. It's him.
Hey, listen, you know, if he was really trying to get past Kendrick, you know what he would do? Go get the EGOT. Because he can't act.
Kendrick can too.
Oh, alright. What are you acting?
Oh, you ain't seen Kendrick?
BMF?
You ain't seen him in Power?
Man, come on. He's a, yeah.
And that was, that was smooth.
So Kendrick's a better actor.
We're going to go back to Wheelchair Jimmy. All
right.
We're going to go back to Degrassi Aubrey.
You seen him play in one role, and now he's a better actor than Drake. This is nuts.
Wheelchair. Wheelchair Jimmy, mama, no. No, man, but like if he go, I don't see him leaving no time soon. And besides, like, bro, you like our age, you like 34 35, bro, like, you in your peak, you in your prime.
Cole said the same thing, like, he got 2 more than he out.
Cole ain't out either. But Cole just sick and tired of calling niggas calling him the bronze bomber.
And he know it, though. He said it out of his mouth.
It took him a while to admit that shit. Yeah, he know now that it ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with that, though. But, yeah, Drake, some shit that you do is very cornball, though, but I got to give credit where credit is due. I respect the music. Mm-hmm. Have to. Yeah, but nigga, you're not leaving, bro. So,
I am so sick of you, nigga.
You know, you're not. So, stop that. Stop it. All right, moving on. Dreamville, the festival, April 1st, 2nd, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the artist just came out. So, on the first day, April 1st, headline the first day will be Usher. Right behind Usher, Lil Durk, Ari Lennox, City Girls, Sean Paul, Earth Gang, Jesse Reyes, Key Glock, Sir, Loot, Omen, Marius Clay, and let me see who that is. Oh, yeah, Vic Tony. And then on Sunday, co-headliners J. Cole and Drake, Summer Walker, J.I.D., Glorilla, Bossy,
Waka Flocka.
Hey, he gonna have that motherfucker turn. He gonna have that turn. Mario. Ariah Starr, Baby Tate, Kaz, Jordan Ward, Ruben Vincent, and Burna Boy. Mm-hmm. How you feeling about this lineup, bro?
I like this because it's not a whole weekend. Have you ever been to a whole festival weekend? That should feel like a job.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
day in Vegas.
Yeah, right. I went there every day like it was a job, bro.
So,
Usher, Fire, Lil Durk, Ari Lennox, City Girls, like, it's a good lineup. Where I started having a problem was Waka Flocka's cool. But it was random as hell. Like, Mario, it starts getting random at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you heard about Marcus Clay, I think it was him. I think that's the guy that talked to Cole.
Oh, shit.
And like 3 years later, he made it on the headline.
Oh, shit. Yeah, damn. Yeah. Well, I'll be damn.
Yeah. He didn't talk to him like, hey, put me on, but right. He just spoke to him like, hey, what's up? Can I get an autograph? Right. He wasn't promoting himself. Right. I guess he finally made it to that level. But yeah. Yeah, it's a good lineup.
Okay. Yeah. For me, what my issue is, it's not enough balance.
Yeah.
Not enough balance because from last year's festival,
oh, yeah.
I like how it was balanced out. Oh. Okay, you had, of course, J.I.D., the Dreamville niggas, so, though, but Wiz was hitting the stage. Larry June was hitting the stage. You know, like, it was a balance.
Yeah,
like, it was a balance. So it's all like, okay, how you have J. Cole and Drake on the same day?
That's a banger.
And Burna Boy.
That's a banger.
But how long, and my thing is, how long the set is going to be?
That is a very good question. How long is the
set is going to be? That's because you got three major headliners. Now, if they would have broke it up, like, okay, J. Cole and Burna Boy Sunday, Usher and Drake on Saturday, I'm with that.
That's a W.
But you got three on one fucking day.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. It's not like Dan Vegas where you got like three different stages, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah that makes sense.
So it's all like how you gonna do that?
Yeah.
Like how? But other than man, and I do want to make it out to one of these festivals.
I've been
wanting to make it out, but it just has to be the right one. And with the right lineup.
Yep.
Because I mean I fuck with Kaz, but Kaz haven't released any new music lately. Mm. Like, and I'm talking specifically about the Dreamville camp. Luke just had a dope project, I want to say last year. Mm. But it didn't reach the masses the way it did. Mm. And of course J.I.D. had a dope album last year. He had a solid project. Mm. And of course, like, you know, still, Summer Walker got that buzz going on, the Glorilla buzz going on. And, like, you know, like what we said, it got to be a balance. Has to be a balance. Don't get me wrong. Let your artist perform, though, but also give that balance. Because I only see it like this, and this is how I know. They like what we said, niggas thrive off of competition. Out of everybody from TDE, you grab Sir. That's the only one.
Sir's on here?
Yeah.
I see his name.
Yeah, Sir is Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, Sir is Saturday.
Okay.
So you telling me you couldn't grab Reason? You couldn't try to grab Absol and still Absol is still riding this way from his new album, Herbert, which is an amazing album.
Isaiah Rashad too.
Isaiah. J Rock.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying.
Sis is not on here, huh?
No, she's not on here. She's definitely not on here. So, man. So I'm wondering how this is going to turn out. And, of course, they're probably going to end up live streaming it like they did last year. Yeah, when they live streamed it last year, though. So, I mean, all we can just do is just, like what we said, just see how the sets are going to play out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you right, though. Like, them festivals are motherfucking.
Yeah, they are, bro.
They are motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, for real. If y'all ain't been to no festival, I highly recommend y'all get your little fanny packs and all that shit.
Once in a lifetime. At least try one.
Yeah.
At least try one.
Because I do want to go to another one. I didn't went to the first day in Vegas, which I just felt like that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, man. But I definitely do want to make it to that Philly joint this summer. We might have to do that. The Philly joint. Because that's a reunion of State Property.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all gonna hit the stage. Mm. So hey, Dom, we might have to. Hey,
go to Philly,
go to Philly for the summer, man.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get into Can I Kick It? Last but not least, on. Coming for the culture, man. Fucking Kodak Black back in trouble once again. But this time, he got caught with fentanyl in his system. But instead of locking the nigga up, the judge gave him a chance and tells him that he has to go to rehab because they said about a week ago the rapper had failed a fentanyl drug test back in February, therefore igniting a court order to his name upon the request of the Broward County Sheriff's Office. On that Tuesday morning, Kodak Black appeared in the courthouse wearing a fluorescent yellow and rose color suit. According to the reports, the 25-year-old defense attorney Bradford Cohen refuted the claims that his client failed an informative drug test citing of the potential of a lab mix-up amongst urine samples. But I'm just all like, bro, you have been doing good, and I'm glad they didn't lock him up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they said Kodak Black must check into a drug rehabilitation for 30 days. His stint will begin shortly after his live performance at the Rolling Loud California this weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, man. So, nice. I mean, he's giving him a chance. And not only that, though, I'm loving, like, how he's trying to clean his fucking act up and get his shit together. Because I'm not even gonna lie to you, like, I wasn't the biggest Kodak fan.
Yeah.
But as time progressed,
Kodak be snapping.
Yeah,
bro.
He grew on me.
For real.
And then when I heard him throughout Mr. Morale and the Big mm-hmm. Steppers, mm-hmm. like, pretty much Kendrick giving, like, I wouldn't even call Kendrick an OG, but I just feel like Kendrick was like big brother, little brother.
Yeah, they say Kodak the new generation Kendrick.
I ain't mad at it. But he still got a long way to go, because Kendrick is like, right now, Kendrick is like fucking, if I could have to compare rappers to wrestlers, I would have to compare it like this, okay? Jay-Z is Ric Flair, and Kendrick is John Cena.
Damn. Okay.
And in order to beat a man, you have to beat the man, and mm-hmm. Kendrick already did that back in 2017 for the best rap album. He was nominated, and Jay-Z was nominated for 444, mm-hmm. and Kendrick was nominated for Damn, and Kendrick beat Jay-Z that year. Mm-hmm. So it's like, order to beat the man, you gotta beat the man, and I see.
So Macklemore was the man?
Not that year, that was a fluke.
No. Oh, now it was a fluke.
We all know that was a fluke.
You gotta, to beat the man, you gotta beat the man, bro.
But Kendrick wasn't the man yet. They were all rookies. If we're comparing wrestlers, uh-huh. like I said,
yeah.
Okay, Kendrick is John Cena, fucking Macklemore is okay. Who's a person that was in WWE that ain't there no more? Oh, perfect. And he won a championship. Fucking Alberto Del Rio. Mm. That's who Macklemore
okay.
is.
Okay,
here that today, going
yeah,
tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah. There was no longevity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Yeah, there was no longevity. And if I have to compare Kodak to any a current wrestler right now, I would have to compare him to Roman Reigns.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
He's on the rise. Yeah, like, he's on the rise and really, really making a name for himself. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's dope, though. But Kodak, bro, you're young. I get it. You're going to make mistakes. Bro, just stay out of trouble. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Just stay out of trouble. You got any words for young Mr. Black? No.
I mean, Donald Trump pardoned him.
That's right.
He was doing some real time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm sure Biden ain't going to do the same thing, so he might want to chill out.
No, for real. No, you're absolutely right about that, man. Like, definitely have to chill out, man. And no more trouble, man. Like, for real. Kodak is very talented. Very, very gifted. And you know, I kind of compare him a little bit as NBA YoungBoy, but you see him now, NBA YoungBoy, he's changing his ways. He's realizing the errors, you know, so, like, he's being a lot more calm, too. Yeah. So, I mean, I respect that. And then, like, when you're young, like, people don't understand when you're young. You're going to do some wild shit.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You're going to make mistakes. Yeah. You're going to do some shit that you go like, damn, I just can't believe I did that.
Because you don't have that extra voice in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that voice started coming when I was 25. No, don't do that. Don't make that right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home.
That's for real.
Yeah.
That's facts. No, man, that's all fucking facts, bro. All right. That's it for commentary for the culture. And now, let's get into Can I Kick It? You know what's so funny, Dom?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we were just talking about this.
Yep, you really were. Like,
2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Two weeks ago. Yep. The chickens have came fucking home. And we told you motherfuckers this was going to happen, but y'all didn't want to listen to us. Kanye West and Adidas have reportedly reached a new agreement to sell the remaining 500 million in Yeezy sneaker inventory.
Oh my God.
Dom?
I mean, it's not a future business. It's just probably to put the Yeezy logo back on the remaining shoes, because ain't nobody going to buy them shits that don't have the Yeezy logo on it.
And then y'all talking about this nigga was broke. This finna put this nigga all the way
who
back
up. Who said he was broke?
Man, you know what I mean, motherfucker? Oh, really? He's losing his deals, this and that. Motherfuckers was really saying, yeah, he was broke, dog. Oh,
man. I don't know why they would say that. I remember he lost his mind, maybe, but broke. I don't know about that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm with you on that, because, like what we said 2 weeks ago, nigga, none of their products is not moving.
Nah,
they're not moving, and Yeezy is the only one. Yeezy is actually keeping the Adidas brand afloat. Yeah. Other than the soccer shit, the soccer and the Yeezy has been keeping Adidas.
They put out that Beyonce collab. Nobody brought that shit, bro. Beyonce can't help you sell.
Right. I don't know what to tell you, player.
Nah.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, man, but I mean, shit. Niggas might hate me for this, but fuck it. Dog, this was a W for Ye. This really was a W for Ye, despite how you feel about him.
Yeah.
This is a W.
Yeah.
Like what we said, bro. Like, who wanna wear an Adidas but no Yeezy?
Yeah, what?
No Yeezy.
That's like the Nikes putting that out with no Yeezy none. I don't want that shit.
Yeah. Like, ain't nobody buying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm glad it's happening. And then from what I was hearing, that once they moved the product back out, they re-releasing the first Yeezy, the Pirate Blacks.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna need those, cause not the glow. Yeah. You already see. I was finally able to get my hands on the turtle doves.
Yeah, I see those. Yeah.
But, you know, I do need them Pirate Black. So for,
don't you already got some?
Huh?
Don't you already got some? What's those black ones right there?
No. The black ones is the bread 350s.
Oh, okay.
But the other ones, the turtle doves from the first Yeezy, the first 350s.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my two pairs of my 700s right there, a.k.a. the original dad shoe.
Yeah, for real.
Before they started naming the Monarchs the dad shoe. Yeah, man. Oh, but like what we said, they had all that product though, but couldn't do nothing with it, so you had no choice. And it was kind of like they were double back on our word. And I said this on Facebook a couple weeks ago. Fucking Adidas was gonna hit Kanye with the hey.
Yeah, you did say that.
Hey, big head.
Yeah, for real.
They really hit him with the hey, big head. Ain't that funny? Like, you know, when a shorty didn't want to fuck with you no more, and
that's
then great. She see you on the up and up, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of blue, hey, big head.
Oh, yeah. It's a great feeling right there. Like Michael B. Jordan did, old girl.
Right. Call me corny?
Yeah. Corny one, right?
Yeah, corny.
No,
yeah,
no, you're not corny.
No, I bet. Yeah. Let you tell it. Nah, man. Oh, but, Back to the topic at hand, though. But like, what did y'all expect? Like what we said. Like, y'all not out here wearing shell toes like that. Y'all not wearing NNDs like that.
No.
Like what I said, I'm a fan of the Ultra Boost, but y'all not really wearing those sneakers like that. Y'all only wearing Yeezys. Let's just be real. Yep. And I know a lot of motherfuckers, despite how they feel, low key they happy. they happy, but they don't want to say it.
Yeah.
But that's just being real, though. But yay. Back with Adidas, 500 million. That puts him niggas up. Plain and simple. It's definitely on the up and up. Definitely on the up and up. Next up, fucking Nike. Always in some shit. Always in some fucking shit. But this time, it was their factory store. First ever Nike factory store due to theft issues. The first ever Nike factory store, which is located in Portland, Oregon, was closed due to large amounts of theft. Nike is working with the mayor in hopes of reopening the store with off-duty police officers on site ready to arrest shoplifters.
Damn.
Bro, but let's just be real. Portland wasn't the only place, bro. This been going on at every fucking Nike store.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah, somebody says mostly employees.
Yeah, we know that. We fucking knew this.
Oh,
y'all
my God.
Just didn't know that. Y'all up here want to play dumb dumb. Like, really? Like, come on. Like, come on, bro. That's the reason why, like you get a lot of the fucking resellers, you know, having like a homie or two that works for Nike, you paying them like an extra $200, $300, maybe $400, $500. And they backdooring shit for you.
Well, I'll tell you this. I worked for Nike for 5 years, never stole one thing.
Man, I was, oh, you was 5 years, bro. I was only in the game for one. I couldn't do that 10, bro. But I'm mad, look, but I'm mad they switched it.
They did switch it.
Bro, now it's fucking so 5 years. Yeah, 5 years. You motherfuckers.
I should go reapply and quit the next day.
Bro, you should. Go ahead and go, look. Look, just only just apply and just work one day.
Yeah, for real.
I'll just be like, dumb, bro, fuck it. Yeah, 4 years, bro. After that, bro, we in paradise. Yeah, we real. Good.
Yeah, dead ass, bro.
No, yeah, but, I like this didn't surprise me because Portland always has heat. Because in Portland, you got all the factory stores there, and you got the headquarters of the huge employee store there. And now they even talking about might not even letting the friends and families in because people be going in there buying shit and reselling them.
Damn.
That's why I'm all like, please. Anybody get one? I just want to go out there.
Yeah,
just to see the store.
Right, just to see the store, yeah.
I might buy a pair or two. I ain't going to lie. I might. But it's just a simple fact. Y'all motherfuckers be fucking up the game, bro. Stop doing that. Like, for real. They'll come up in there. But Nike is not the only store, though. I will see people do that. Foot Locker or Foot Action go in there and just buy bulks and bulks of sneakers.
Yep, or that back door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then they'll buy, and then what'll be so crazy now, like, too, you seeing niggas buying bulks of Jordan 1 mids and reselling them at a higher price.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild to me. And I don't have no problem against mids. I actually like mids because people forget. The early 2000s, a lot of the Jordans that was coming out, especially the ones, they were mids.
Yeah, no, they was. The patent leather ones,
the patented leathers,
I
fell
in love with them.
Yeah. The patented leathers, the old new love pack. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying. The Celtics and
Alphas.
Bulls.
Yeah, Celtics and Bulls.
So I'm just saying.
People don't forget that. Yeah.
They wasn't there.
But now mids are not. That's not cool no more, right?
They be trying to say mids ain't cool. They tripping. Fuck that, bro. I fuck with mids. And I mean, I just got rid of a pair of one of my mids, so I'm about to re-up again. One of the dopest pair of mids that I had, but I'm going to snag them up again, was the Fearless Ones, Blue to Greats. Those are like the best ones out of the whole Fearless One pack. Because, I mean, they had the patented leather red with the Carolina blue, the Melody Asani, the Melody Asani joints. Those weren't bad, though, but I liked the Blue to Greats out of all of them. Those were, like, literally the best fucking ones out of that pack, though. But like, this, like, them still in that didn't surprise me. And I'm all like, if y'all don't think it's y'all employees, something wrong with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, dead ass. Something is very, very, very wrong for y'all if y'all don't think the employees are not doing this. And if y'all really think that, I'm going to need for y'all to, like, for real, straight up. Like, because something wrong with y'all. All right. Last up. It was a lot of drama, though, but it was some good that came out. The Bel Air Inspired Air Jordan 5 OG Black Metallic, limited to 3 pairs, so, but hold on. I'm gonna get into the detail with this sneaker. This offering of this Air Jordan 5, not only paying homage from when they had did the special great fives for the first Prince of Bel Airs, and when they had did that, it was a laceless shoe, a Jordan 5, back in 2018 to come out, and now for 2023 to celebrate the season 2 of the rebooted Bel Air, you know, Jordan teamed up with Peacock to release 3 pairs of laceless Air Jordan 5 Black Metallics. You know what I'm saying? The Jumpman logos on the reflective tone. The shoe will also equip without laces, complete with the Nike Air embroidery, which is dope. I like that about that shoe. At the heel, with the icy translucent outsole. But only 3 pairs of the Air Jordan 5 Bel Air were designed to kick off season 2 of the Bel Air, which now streaming on Peacock. And one of them in a man size 12 will be raffled this coming Thursday, March 2nd, via Network 4, an entry price of the ticket of one fucking dollar. And you know what? I'm actually fucking with this shoe, though, but it kind of made me mad. They should have did a mass quantity of this.
Yeah, they definitely
I'm feeling should. This.
Yeah.
Like a laceless yeah. Jordan 5.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Like, y'all tripping. And I get it. And I love how they're, you know, paying homage to the Bear Lair show, which if y'all ain't never checked that out, check it out. Bel Air is fucking fire.
Did you see the new season?
Episode one? Yeah, episode one
didn't
was
he have
fire.
Grapes?
Yeah, yeah.
So why the fuck are we getting metallics?
No, because remember, they did the grapes back.
Yeah. Do it again.
Right.
If he's actually wearing the grapes.
Oh, they could have just said fucking he did both.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm with you, though, on the grapes, though. Yeah, I'm definitely with you on the grapes, and it's only three pair, and one of the pairs is a size 12. So,
yeah,
so like, yeah, what are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with that? And like the raffle entry is $1. Like,
yeah,
really?
Like, yeah, come on.
And we know, and whoever wins, we know they're going to be reselling that for stupid.
Damn. Yeah. Right, because I wouldn't wear them. Yeah, you're right. Reselling.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a size 12. I don't wear no 12 anyway. Now, if it was an 8.5, 9, oh yeah, I'm wearing them motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh well. So what? Who cares? Who fucking cares? No, man. No, but damn, man. That is, yeah. I'm with you. They should have just did that.
Show me what you're going to show in the show. If you would have had a metabolism, all right, cool. That makes sense. And then they're powering up with Peacock. What does that mean?
Yeah, man.
What they paying for?
You're right. Yeah, yeah. You're partnering up to let us down. Like really
I can see
to
if
let
you
us
with
down.
With a Peacock logo or something. Right. I was sick,
you nigga. Bro, like they really let us down with that, man. Like I'm hurt. Like why did they do that to us, man? Like that wasn't fair. That wasn't right at all. Fucking but that concludes our Can I Kick It segment. You know what I'm saying? We always give y'all the sneakers and whatnot, though, but it was a lot of drama in the sneak community, so we had to touch on that. And it was only right that we did, though. But now let's get into it. Check the rhyme, and once I'm happy, yes! We got music. We're back in rotation. Mm-hmm. Back in rotation. So I'm gonna ask you, bro, which one you want to start off with first? Cause they were all
really?
Solid. They were all solid.
Two out of three was solid.
Damn, which one you want? Okay. Well, okay. So what
you want to play a game and just guess which one I didn't mess with?
Is it Logic?
No.
Oh, okay. Key Glock.
Yes.
Okay.
We can get into it.
We can start with Key Glock. Key Glock first, though. It's Key Glock Glockorama 2.
Yeah.
You know what though? I'm not mad at your take on that. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the track, listen, tell me why you aren't feeling it.
Man, it just it was the same flow.
Okay.
Same every time. Glock, Mr. Glizzy, what else he used to be saying? G Glock. I'm like, and so many rest in peace, Dolphs. I'm like, okay, Flipper. You know, I'm like, okay.
All right.
It's like, nah, the beat selection, it was nothing.
Okay, I'm not mad
then
at
it
you.
It was no features, right?
Yeah, it wasn't no features. It was all him. It was definitely all him. 41 minutes. I mean, no, not 41 minutes. 40 minutes and 15 songs. And out of the 15, I mean, we go down the track list. Dirt, Work, Randy Orton, which was one of my favorites.
I think I did like that
Randy Orton. Yeah, Chromosomes was dope. Yeah, I did like that. 2 for 1, Pop My Shit, Designer Down, From Nothing, Key Rex, In and Out of Town, Fuck That Shit, Money Over Hoes, Ratchet, Homicide Given, and Fuck a Feature. as his last track on the album. Fuck a Feature. But I mean, out of 15, I ain't going front. I took about like 5 joints off of here. Yeah, solid 5.
Yeah.
Solid 5 that I know I'm a bang out though, but all the rest though, like, it was just, I'm like you, it was kind of becoming repetitive.
Yeah.
Like, we get it, Dolph passed away though, but you didn't need to say it in every single song,
every
bro.
Song, yeah.
Like, that wasn't it. Yeah. No, but, yeah, man, definitely, let's get in, like, yeah, definitely get into, man, that this Randy Orton was fire, though, to me. Cause I shine hard as a mother.
motherfucking son.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This was, yeah. I'm trying to
wet me up every month. You gotta that Texas feel.
Right.
Yeah, shit to do with Randy Orton.
Right. Right, RKO, none of that. I be popping my shit, they can't stand it. Y'all in the hills with a ratchet. Yeah, sliding a bulletproof caddy. Yeah, man, but I mean, for him to come back, because I know, like, it's been a minute since we heard from Key Glock.
Yeah, yeah. I you know, the due fan, to, yeah. The fan is like, I can't wait to go to the Glock show, but I hope you don't perform none of these songs.
Damn. Not even a five. Like, I would love to hear him do Randy Orton. That would get me hype.
That
would get me hype. Damn. You on that hate raid tonight, dog. Ooh,
that
shit.
Was me. That was they tweeted. I was like, okay, at least I'm not in by myself.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
mm. Damn, though. But Key Glock, Glockorama 2. You won't be disappointed at all. All right, moving on. Let's get into the white boy.
Damn.
Some strange reason, y'all don't fuck with him, but I fucks with him.
I definitely
fucks with him. I fucks with him a lot, and I like him.
Yeah.
We're talking about no other than Logic coming back with College Park. 17 tracks, an hour and 7 minutes long. I can't front. I actually enjoyed this, and I love how like it was like skits and yes. like stories behind it.
Damn, he need to write a movie.
Yeah, like how like hell. You know yeah. they're putting like you know track lists together.
Yeah.
Him talking to his manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's going on the road with the hype man and the dude who made his beats and shit.
Then they like, end up getting robbed.
Yeah, you know, yeah. getting robbed, and then yeah. they get to the show. This kind of remind like hearing this like this probably like his humble beginning stage. Yeah. It's like him saying a packed out house of 150 people.
Yeah.
Like yo,
yeah.
like this album yeah. was fucking amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Like
amazing,
this was bro. This yeah, yeah was this was good, yeah bro. This was good.
Yeah.
Fucking from Cruising to Enter the opener Cruising the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Up with Lucy Rose was dope. Lightsabers with C. Castro, Clone Roars, Red Pill. And this was like one of my favorites. Playwright was one of my favorites. And like Logic always be having some fucking yeah. dope beats. Yeah.
And they come out like, that was right. transition out of nowhere right. too.
When the vibes is right, chilling with the homies trying to dodge the plight. Rapper by day, but I'm a dad by night. You can have all the money, but your time finite. Yeah, you know we doing it right. Family over everything's a beautiful sight. Cruising in the Bronco on a Tuesday night.
Most then you get to the Gaithersburg freestyle. That was dope.
That was
Inspo. Oh, was fire. Self medication. Oh my God, Redman snapped on here.
He did, bro. Like the features phenomenal. Yeah, too, bro.
This was dope.
Let's go. Hey, now you know. Yo, now you know.
It's like what I said, like his beat selection is hard. Man, come on now, shimmy with Joey Badass.
Yeah, shimmy was
the flip on the ODB.
You knew that was
good. Oh my, I was yeah. like,
did you hear his flip on Rigor Mortis?
Yeah.
Shimmy, shimmy,
yeah, finally. And then after that, Paradise 2 with Norah Jones.
Man, you got to play the Ayo. Did you hear the Ayo?
That's my shit,
yeah, that's
bro.
My shit, too. I bro. Was like, my God, bro.
Bro, fucking, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah, I had to add it to the playlist, bro.
Bro, fucking Ayo, yeah. bro. This was hard.
I know you now say, I can't fucking stand you anymore.
But be chopped on
right.
that little Kiki.
Right. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Bro, and like his in-house producer, Six,
yeah.
That motherfucker is a monster.
For real.
Is a straight up monster, man. Bro.
Yeah.
Like,
real,
no, but this album was like phenomenal from beginning to end, bro. Like what you said, if this was he really could have made a fucking movie out of this.
Oh yeah, he definitely could have. Yeah, yeah. And you can tell the hip hop in him every album. Yes, you can just tell.
Yes, man. Like, and it's like that's what I don't get. Like you have a lot of people, especially like Joe Budden. Joe Budden, he can't stand
personal. This. That
yeah.
has to be a
personal bro. Issue, bro. Because yeah. I'm on like the music speaks for itself.
It keeps getting better and better.
Bro. Like he has fucking good quality ass music.
For real.
That's why I'm not understanding why people like, you know, don't fuck with him. It's like people say, oh, he's corny. He's not doing corny shit. Like
he's not.
Yeah,
he's outside. Like, you know how people off when they're not recording, they be doing some ignorant shit.
Right.
He don't even do that.
Right.
He's really lost his life, bro.
Right, yeah. And the only thing y'all was fucking with him about him being biracial.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah,
right. So what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, for real. He doesn't say, right. Do we say nigga?
No, he don't say nigga. Yeah. I mean, he could, but
yeah,
he don't.
Could, but he don't, yeah. So you can't get him for that.
Right, no, yeah, absolutely, man. No, but, bro, like, I'm with you on this, bro. Fucking 17 songs, bro. The whole album slapped.
Yeah, for real.
It definitely did justice. Mm-hmm. Definitely did justice, and man. And see, this is where we gonna have to, like, when we hear shit like this, we're gonna have to start saving it and go back when we do our yearly recap, because mm-hmm. we sometimes have a tendency to forget, especially in early in the year though. Yeah. But this is a great fucking opener in the early of the year, and I'm not mad at this.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not mad at this at all. So fucking y'all haven't done so, please check out Logic College fucking Park. Like what my man Dom said, this could be a real life movie. Mm-hmm. Like, and I could see this being a comedy movie at that.
Yeah.
Like him, like, you know, getting robbed, trying to get to the show and shit. Like, I could definitely see this as a comedy. So, hey, Logic, you hear us. We done gave you an idea, nigga. Taking it wrong with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for real.
No, straight up, though. But last but not least, Don fucking Toliver. Oh my god, bro! Love Sick. And all I gotta say, Cactus Jack Records about to cause a lot of niggas problems.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's what Trevor says.
They're about to cause a lot of niggas problems. Cause I mean, like, Don came back like this, and we know he already said Shaq West is on his way back, because remember, Shaq West took a little break because he went to go hoop.
Yeah, go play basketball.
Yeah, but that last project, that Mud Boy, fire. But this, bro.
Jack Boys.
Yeah, Jack Boys. Yeah, yeah, Jack Boys. Yeah. Amazing. But this, Love Sick, I'm going to just say this. Like, Love Sick just have a lot of melodic flows on here.
From the beginning, right?
Yeah.
When you press that intro.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Love Sickness to Lead the Club for me. And then also to Go Down. I love Go Down. Go Down was fire. But I did like For Me, because For Me, man. Love how they put the spin on the Beatty Man and the Maya.
That Charlie Wilson one was tough too.
Whoa, super tough. Tom Hill's All, Leather Coat, Honeymoon, Private Landing, Slow Motion. But like before the Charlie Wilson, this my shit. Do it right. Woo! Hey.
Baby, you can do it, take your time, do it right. You can do it, baby. Do it tonight.
Another flip.
You can take it to your crib, you can write it on.
From my old 80s it, joint at that.
Do it to your crib and we can party all night. Do it, baby. Just do it tonight. Take me to your crib and we can party all night.
And then just like what you said right after that.
Mm-hmm. For real. Smooth.
Right, right. It's like what you said, like springtime,
yeah.
Summer windows down.
Yep.
You know, you can either have a chick in the car,
yeah,
blunt in your hand while you're in the front yard chilling.
Yeah. And it's the right features too.
Yes.
Everybody fits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, this nigga Don Toliver, mm-hmm, right after that, Company 3.
Yep.
Bus Stop with Brent Fires,
yeah,
Fire
bro.
Cinderella. And then I just love Encouragement, how he was just breaking down, like, you know, his upbringing, mm, and you know, his growing, like, yeah, him being an artist and, yeah, everything, though. But, hey, y'all niggas in trouble. I'm going to just say that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Herbert, I fuck with F-Soul, and even, yeah, though he came out at the end of the year,
yeah,
but I still consider that more so 2023. Niggas got some competition.
Yeah.
And this... I ain't letting up. This is fucking fire from beginning to end, bro. And like, and just going back to piggyback what you said, everybody's features were placed,
yeah,
right on the fucking, right, money.
Yeah, yeah, everybody fat in, yeah, or fit in, whatever. Yeah. Whatever,
right, right, right. They, no, yeah, they really did, though, man. No, definitely, man, though. So, like, you was fucking with this heavy, too?
Oh, yeah. From the intro, I was like... Who is this? Nah. But yeah, from the intro to the end, I'm like, damn, these features nuts.
Bro, that's
the only person he was probably missing was Burna Boy. He had the WizKid Dance Hall. He had the old school R&B, Charlie Wilson. Then he had...
Kalani. Yeah. No, not Brent Kalani. Fires. Yeah, Brent Fires.
Yeah.
Cali.
Justin Bieber. Yeah, yeah, bro. All he was missing was Burna Boy or Tim's. And he'd been... It would have been out of here.
Bro, it would have been out the fucking park. Yeah. Bro, this album gonna get you in trouble.
Yeah.
This album is gonna get you in trouble. Man, like, man, but I'm with you, bro. This album, yeah, was fucking amazing. Yeah. From,
I'm glad it's an album, not a mixtape.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
real,
man. Bro, and like just hearing this, I ain't even gonna lie, man. Bro, it's kind of made me feel like fucking Travis when he drops that Utopia.
Yeah, he said after, who's the third member of Jack Boys?
It's Shaq West.
Shaq West and, yeah, then Don.
Don.
I thought
and
it was somebody else, too.
I forgot. Is it? Damn, man.
I thought he had somebody else that was banging.
I don't know the nigga's name.
Yeah. But he said after they drop, he coming.
And you know, like, and see, this is what I'm talking about. We haven't heard nothing from him since 2018.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Take those breaks.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that,
bro,
one.
And I'm going to just say this on record. Like when it comes to stage presence, too, mm-hmm, ain't nobody fucking with Travis Scott. Mm. And I fucking, mm-hmm, love Kendrick. I love Kendrick. His, yeah, like I feel like him and Kendrick, when it comes to, like, their stage performance and their creativity, it's definitely up there. A lot of people want to say Beyonce. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No. Like, when it comes to performance.
Yeah, dead ass. No.
Performance.
Dead ass. No, dead ass.
Travis
you
is
going to
the
rodeo.
One.
You going to the rodeo for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah,
the one. And but in this, bro, like, this makes me excited. Because if Don Toliver is like this, Lovesick is like this, just wait until we hear Jack Boys and just wait until we hear Utopia,
yeah,
from Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucking excited now.
Yeah.
Like I'm really excited because now like the music is back rolling now again.
Yeah,
like
it really is.
Yeah, like it's back rolling though. So Lovesick. If y'all ain't peeped this, I highly recommend y'all to peep this. This is a great fucking album. Like I was going back and forth between this and Logic. Like I was listening to these back and forth heavily.
Yeah, for real.
Like yeah, for real. Key Glock, I gave it like two listens.
Yeah.
But this week it was definitely Logic,
yeah,
and Dom for, yeah, sure. All right. It's about that time. Let's get into it. Classic Corner.
I'd like to return to the classic.
All right, Dom. Yo, go, bro.
This classic corner is no other than, first of all, y'all disrespectful.
Okay.
Out of all the classic corners, there's no Rick Ross at all. Not the first album, not second, not third. So this is Rick Ross's fourth album. Teflon Don 2010. This put the world on notice of Rick Ross.
Man, from the intro, I'm not a star.
Not a star.
Freemason, mm-hmm. Tears of Joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just say this on record, and I'll argue anybody to death. Out of all of his Maybachs, out of all of his Maybach musics, by far, this is the best one. This is the best one. Like, the one with Jay-Z? No. The one with Wayne? No. Maybach 4? No. This is the best one.
We didn't even know Jada can rap like this.
Right.
On beats like
but
this.
But not only that, though, T.I. too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah,
yeah. T.I. opener.
Oh, yeah. My garage is flawless. Nothing on 100,000 ain't allowed. Maybach triple white. Oh, like I'm riding in the
here
cloud.
Here we go. Here we go.
My garage is flawless. Under 100,000 ain't allowed. Maybach triple white like I'm riding in the cloud. No denim on my seats, baby. You gon' need a towel. Ride sexy through the city. See me, you will be aroused. My bankroll so well endowed. Poor bitches from MIA to ATL. In style and in crowds, catch me in town on the strip in Vegas, chilling, filling bitches' faces with babies. Bitch, back your tongue, this just ain't a Mercedes. Tell the ATF I'm riding with another 380. That's my car cost. Y'all thought I would fall off. That was just a small loss. We could have a ball off. Fly to NY, meet me at the Waldorf. Historian, architecture Victorian, riding in the past like you're driving a DeLorean. Hard times never heard those in the back.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Live fast, die young with Kanye.
Live fast, die slow. Young.
Bro, number one with Trey Songz and Diddy.
Diddy, yeah.
MC Hammer with Gucci Mane.
My God.
And another
bro.
One.
My God.
DMF.
Bro. My God.
Bro, this had the kickbacks lit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
had
yeah.
the kickbacks
hey,
lit.
Sometimes you be lit. You don't know if you're playing MC Hammer
right.
or BMF.
Right.
I think I'm MC right. Hammer.
I think I'm Big Meech. Woo.
Larry Hoover. Putting in work. Hallelujah. One nation. Under God.
Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry,
man, what a great way to end the album off like this, though.
My God, bro.
What a great way to exit the fucking album.
Bro, I think Ross said, I'm going to create a classic. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get all these features and these producers. I'm going to create a classic. They're going to put
oh,
me
yeah.
in the top 10. Yeah. Damn.
Let's pull the two-seat out, baby.
Go wherever you want to go.
Man.
Rose, where you want to go.
Ah!
Just into the music. This is how we do it. Breezing down the freeway, just me and my baby. In our ride, just me and my boss. No worries at all. Listening to the music.
Then the part everybody sings.
Yep.
Would have came back for you. I just needed time to do what I had to do. Caught in the light.
Man, bro,
my God, bro.
Bro, you did that.
Yeah, I was listening. I was like, who do I think I am when I made this pick?
You did that, though. But other than that, other than the track, so we're going to get into it. Teflon Don is the fourth studio album mm-hmm. by American rapper Rick Ross, released July 20th, 2010 on Maybach Music, Slip and Slide Records, and Def Jam. The production took place from 2009 to 2010. It was handled by record producers by Clark Kent, No ID, which No ID helped with Logic's first album, Under Pressure and No Pressure, Adult Producer, The Olympics, Justice League, Lex Luger, Donja, The Incredibles, Remedy, and Kanye West. Man, and from the singles Super High, BMF Blowing Money's Fast, and Ashmar Music, the album debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 chart, selling 176,300 copies within its first week. It attained some international chart and produced 3 singles with a moderate chart success on its release on Teflon Don. Received general positive reviews from most music critics, earning praise from Cinematic Production and Ross' lyrical persona. Based on an average score of 79 metric, Ross is a more critical acclaimed artist. And then not only that, and I'm surprised. Right now, it just says it's gold. Y'all need to run this up so this motherfucker go platinum. Y'all tripping.
You know you never had a platinum record.
Really? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy. But yeah, man, this album just from beginning to end is just fucking amazing. And flawless, cause I'm like he has a lot of dope albums, but I think if I had to narrow it down, like maybe like two or three, I would have to pick this one.
Oh yeah,
God Forgives. I don't. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then what's the other joint? The one that has Superman on there with Nelly.
Oh, that was the second one. Boss. Is that called Trilogy? No, that's the second. Whatever the second one's called.
Yeah, man, because the second one is Trilla. That might be it.
It's Trilla.
Trilla. Because
that's the one with Luxury Tax too.
On God Forgives and I Don't, my like Three Kings, that's my shit. Kings, yeah, 16 Kings, ain't enough.
Yep, 16 ain't
enough. And Presidential, that beat that Pharrell did on Presidential. Hold on, what about that Ice Cold? Yeah, Ice Cold. Yeah. Yeah, man. But going back to what we said, bro, like, I don't give a fuck what anybody's saying. Yeah. I would literally argue a nigga up and down. Out of all the Maybachs that he did, this is the best one.
Number two is kind of close.
But number two ain't fucking with this one. This is number one. Even
with your boy Kanye Martin. Nah, bro.
Like what I said, bro. And then after when T.I. rap, Here Comes Erykah Badu, everybody knows. This is number one. Maybach music is number one. I will argue anybody out there. Matter of fact, let's put it out there. Let's put it out there. What out of all Rick Ross's Maybach joints, what is the best Maybach?
It's tough.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? You let us know in them comments right now and let us know what is the best Maybach. Like, for real. I want to know. Because personally, me, I'm taking number 3. Wait, but, yeah.
What's 5?
5?
Because 4 is with Dave's Loaf, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I ever heard 5.
Did we have a 5?
I don't think we do.
Oh, well, 4. Out of 1 through 4, let us know.
You know the answer.
Yeah. You let us know what is the best Maybach joint out of Rick Ross's catalog. Like, for real. We definitely got to know this, though, but... Dom, this is a great fucking pick, bro. Like for real. Like, this is a great pick. And this is what we're talking about, bro. Like, you know, going through, because, like, it's so many great albums.
It's so easy to forget.
It's so easy to forget. And that's why here at Lace Rhymes, this is the reason why we do Classic Corner, to remind you, to understand, okay, why these niggas is so fucking great and good at what they do.
You know what? When we do Classic Corner, after you're done listening to the episode, I want you to go in your car, whatever you're doing, playing video game. I want you to play the album so you can reminisce with us and feel the atmosphere that we're feeling.
Yes. No, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Well, all right, man, that comes towards the end, man. Bro, I fucking enjoyed this with you tonight, bro. Like, for real. You did that, bro. You know, you fucking did that. Music is back up upon us, man. Music is circulating again, so I'm really happy about that. So, we're going to be seeing who's going to be dropping for the remainder of 2023. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Very excited, though. But also, just want to say a shout out and thank you to all our supporters, all our listeners out there. You know, that's on our social media, telling a friend, that telling a friend, that telling another friend. You know what I'm saying? So, we thank y'all for that. But if you're new, go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, you know, and then YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Tell a friend that tells a friend that tells a friend. If you fucking with us, leave a comment. If you disagreeing with us, leave a comment. If you felt like we said some outlandish shit, leave a comment. You know what I'm saying? Cause we here to stay, man. Like, and thank y'all for continuing to rock out with us and grow with us, man. Like, absolutely. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve.
It's Dom Cruz.
Lace Rhymes, we out.